been discussing the mitzvah of tzitzis, and it actually comes up in this week's parasha. The Torah tells us in Parashat Ki Tse, Gedilim Ta'aslacha, that you shall make for yourself Gedilim. You shall make for yourself tzitzis. In fact, it's interesting the way that's formulated also in the parasha of tzitzis, the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, Vasu Lahem Tzitzis. You shall make for yourself tzitzis. And then Tziv points out, Rav Napseli Tzvi Yehuda Berlin in the Shiltos, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is not only wearing the tzitzis, but there is an idea of gedilim taslacha, you shall make for yourself tzitzis. And he suggests the notion of mitzvah bo yoter mibishlucho also applies to the making of the tzitzis. So for example, making the tzitzis, I would have argued making of the tzitzis is just a hechsher mitzvah. It's something I can't wear tzitzis unless I have tzitzis. I can't shake a lulav unless I have a lulav. So buying a lulav is not a mitzvah. The shaking of the lulav is a mitzvah. L'chora, having the tzitz is not a mitzvah. Just the wearing of the tzitz is the mitzvah. So he says, no. Is since the Torah formulates it as gedilim ta'aselacha, you shall make for yourself tzitzis, so therefore this hechsher mitzvah, this preparation, actually rises to the level of mitzvah itself, and therefore if you have a choice of buying ready-made tzitzis from the store that's already ready to go, or buying a baguette and buying the strings and attaching the strings yourself, it is preferable to do the latter, is to put them on yourself, and then you'll accomplish this idea of gedilim ta'aselacha v'asulahem tzitzis. That's point number one. Point number two, if you can't, obviously, if you don't know how to make a tzitzis, then of course you'll buy a ready-made tzitzis, but there is that idea. The Torah tells as well in this week's parasha, gedilim ta'aselacha, and the Gemara has a drasha in Maseches Menachos, lecha l'shem chokcha, which means that the tzitzis have to be made lishma. The tzitzis have to be made lishma, they have to be attached lishma, and also there is something called shazira. The strings are spun. So the spinning of the strings, according to Shulchan Aruch, also has to be shazir, spun lishma, which raises an interesting shaila halacha. What about, you have different kinds of tzitzis, you have what we call avodat yad, man-made, handmade tzitzis, and then you have mechona, machine-made tzitzis. Can you go ahead? Certainly you can achieve the idea of lishma, lishen mitzvah tzitzis, when you do it avodat yad, when you have handmade tzitzis. Can you accomplish the notion of lishma when you have machine-made tzitzis? Is that possible? If the machine is doing the tzitzis, you're not doing the tzitzis, can that machine accomplish lishma? This is a big machlokas that spans two areas of halacha. Tzitzis, and what's the other area of halacha that it addresses? Matzah, the mitzvah of matzah. You have, when it comes to matzah, you have machine-made matzah, you have handmade matzah. Can you accomplish l'shem mitzvahs matzah when it comes to machine matzah? So rova poskim do assume that when it comes to both tzitzis and matzah, you do not need the tzitzis to have to be made by a human being. You do not need what's called koah gavra. You don't need that by matzah either, but you do need l'shma. And when I turn on the machine, and now the machine does its thing, or when I turn on the machine that's making the matzah, now it does its thing. If I do that, if I turn it on, get the process started, l'shem mitzvahs tzitzis, and l'shem mitzvahs matzah, that will accomplish the idea of l'shma, both for matzah and tzitzis, and that's generally what most posts can assume, and that's what you have. People do rely on machine-made tzitzis, machine-made matzahs, based on this idea. There are a minority view that says better not to, you should do it by hand, and that's why some people have a kapeda to use avodas yad, handmade tzitzis and the like, as a hidur, because the idea of lishma, but most assume a halacha that you can rely on machine made. When it comes to tzitzis, a few small halachas that have come up is tzitzis are supposed to ideally be hanging al kanfei bigdeya. Now, most of us, when we have our tzitzis, gravity just kind of pulls the tzitzis straight down. But ideally, the tzitzis are going to be tied a little tight around the baguette so that when they come down, I'll try and illustrate. I'll illustrate this way because mine is set up this way. Is they fall, note fin a la Karen. They fall literally coming down in the corner so that it kind of, the tzitzis hang on the corner. That's ideal. It's not if it goes like this and just hangs stam on the corner, you're certainly yotze. But lechatchila, they should be coming off the side, so it's literally notfos a la Karen. Sometimes it comes up that your tzitzis gets, how long should the tzitzis be? What's the minimum shear of tzitzis? The strings, 3 tfachim, 12 goldwin, 12 thumbs, which in 24 centimeters, approximately 24 centimeters, what we assume. Ideally, lechatchila, the knot part is 1/3, and the string part is 2/3, ideally, not ma'akeb. So you start off with a your tzitzis should be at least 24 centimeters. What is that in the United States? I don't know. Divide by 2.54. 24 centimeters. That's how it starts. Now, let's say it tears, which happens. Sometimes kids get older, they start to tear. The halacha is, as long as it started kosher with that shear, you do not need that shear afterwards. If it tears, that's fine. If it tears, even if it tears to the point that it's kidei aniva, you could just make a slip knot. 4 centimeters. That's all you have left on your strings. And it happens to all the strings. It's not a good-looking pair of tzitzis. It's not a mehudar pair of tzitzis, but you certainly will be yotzei, and you can make a bracha on such tzitzis. However, you'll notice when you have your tzitzis, how many strings are there total in one corner section? They're 8, but it's really 4 that is doubled over. So here you have a machlokes. If they start tearing and shortening, there's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam. We try and be machmer for both. Is that, let's see, if you have, according to the Rosh, if you lose an entire string, an entire one string, the tzitzis are pasul. Which means, let's say one full side comes off. Have I lost the entire string? I've not lost the entire string. Why not? Because usually when you make the tzitzis, you're careful that the 4 on this side of the knot are the separate from the 4 on the other side of the knot. So you're going to have, I lose one side, but I still have the other side. So I'm good. Let's say I lose all 4 on one side of the knot. All 4 according to the Rosh. Am I still going to be good? I'm still going to be good. Why? Because I have the other side. But if I lose 1 on one side and 1 on the other side, according to the Rosh, am I good? I'm not good. Why am I not good? Because it might be the same string, and then I've lost the entirety of a single string. That's the position of the Rosh, and we hold like the Rosh. But we also try and follow the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says, once you lose two complete strings, now you no longer have two complete strings. Once you no longer have two complete strings, I didn't say that well. Once you have at least 3 strings that are incomplete, then it's possible. If you have 3 strings that are incomplete, so therefore, if I lose 2 on one side, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no problem. But if I lose a third one, then how many complete strings do I have? 1. And now it's possible according to Rabbeinu Tam. So bottom line, when it comes to your tzitzis, if you lose all your strings, but you still have kedei aniva on all of them, no problem. If you have 4 centimeters, you're good. You're okay. You can make a bracha. If you lose 1 on each side, then according to the Rosh, it's possible. If you lose a total of 3 full ones, even on the same side, then you're also going to be possible because of the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. You no longer have 2 full strings. We should all be zeiche to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis every single day of our lives. Cool.